Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This year, KMOX News has added a media minute to our morning programming. That's because media is such a huge part of most people's everyday lives. Media literacy expert, author, instructor, and public speaker Julie Smith joining us this morning as we spend the week focusing on how you can equip yourself to be a more savvy user of the media. Julie, thank you so much for coming in to do this for us this week.
Well, thank you for having me, and happy Media Literacy Week, everyone.
When we look at the amount of time that we spend either with legacy media or social media, it really adds up for most people.
It adds up to about 11 and a half hours a day. That's the average. And the reason that we get to around 11 hours a day is that most of us are double screeners. So while we're watching television, we might be on our phones, or while we're working online, we might also be streaming music. So that's how we get to 11 hours a day. And if we're spending that much time with something, we should talk about it more than we do.
When it comes to, for example, the time we spend maybe with things like television or radio, how has listenership and viewership changed over the decades?
It hasn't changed as much as we might expect, but the formats in which they are delivered has changed. So most of my students don't own television sets. Most of the television content they consume, they do through either their mobile device or their laptop and streaming services. And a lot of the radio listening or music or talk radio listening that we do through apps on our cellular devices now.
What is picking up that slack then when we look at social media? Is it YouTube? What else is getting our attention?
YouTube is enormous. YouTube actually streams more music than Apple, Spotify, and Pandora combined. So YouTube is a huge source of information and entertainment, especially for the young people. And most of the information that we consume now, we consume through our mobile devices.
How much social media use do most of us engage in on a daily basis?
Well, I think it depends on the age group, for sure. Obviously, the older crowd tends towards Facebook. The younger crowd tends towards Snapchat, TikTok, and Instagram. Every platform has a different vibe about it. Facebook, of course, is connecting typically friends and family. Instagram is image-based. TikTok is performance-based. So it all depends on what you're into.
When it comes to the trust that we have in the media that we use, what do the surveys say about, you know, we're going to these sources for our information, but do we really trust what we're getting?
Well, and that's the million-dollar question. And I find it so interesting that trust has declined over the last few years. And maybe that's because we have so many options for information now. We tend to choose what we like rather than what we necessarily need to hear. But Gallup did a poll last week where only 7% of Americans said they had a great deal of trust in the media. 34% said they had none at all. So I think that that's something to really consider as important.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.